Let's return to Cairo now, where an Egyptian court has tossed out a government decree that allowed the army to arrest civilians. The ruling is seen as a setback to the military, which is set to formally hand over power later this week to the new president, Mohamed Morsi. Egypt's first Islamist president has promised an inclusive government, one to govern on behalf of all Egyptian people. Amr Moussa was a presidential candidate in the latest presidential elections, but he failed to make it through to the second round of voting. Amr Moussa was also Egypt's foreign minister for 10 years and secretary general of the Arab League for a decade too. I asked him earlier this morning for his view of the new president, Mohamed Morsi, and whether he thinks he can unify the nation.
We have to help him and stand solidly to make the new republic succeed. It is not a question of being capable or not. Of course, he doesn't have until now, we don't know who will be his aides, etc., or cabinet. But I believe in democracy, it is not only the person, but the institutions that are going to help him. The cabinet should include experts and people who know, and his assistants in the presidency also should do the same. So many things depend on how he is going to form a government and a body of advisors and work smoothly with the military council, which will assume legislative powers until the parliament is elected. So we wish him well, and we are all ready to smooth the transition to a stable government.
The latest news services quote an aide to Mohamed Morsi saying the cabinet will be technocrats and he's looking at appointing, quote, an independent national figure as his premier. And one suggestion for that is the Nobel laureate Mohamed El-Baradei. Do those quotes give you confidence? And would, for instance, Mohamed El-Baradei be a welcome premier in the Mohamed Morsi cabinet, in your view?
Well, of course, if they agree, why not? There are quite some names, several names I mentioned, including El-Baradei and other prominent Egyptians. We hope that the government will be a national unity government. I even suggested the other day that the president should preside over the government as an emergency cabinet, because the country needs quick decisions and discipline and to act as quickly as it can. So I hope that either this would happen or select somebody that would bring together a team, a powerful team that can lead the country at this stage. I hope that this will happen, will take place with the what we may call the consensus coalition that would assure the country that we have something new coming up, that everybody is involved, is engaged.
Our guest this morning is Amr Moussa, a presidential candidate who didn't make it to the final two, but a former Secretary General of the Arab League and a former Foreign Minister in Egypt. Amr Moussa, we've heard here in Australia comments coming from Egyptians who cast their votes in the presidential ballot, who were disappointed with the outcome, concern that Egypt will become a more Islamist state with a president from the Muslim Brotherhood. What's your view? Is that a real fear? Can Egypt be a secular civil state and have a Muslim Brotherhood president?
Well, that could happen. What we are insist on, myself and many, many, many others, is that we need a civil state ruled by reference should be the constitution and nothing else. This is possible. I believe the new president, the president-elect Morsi, understands that the country is divided on the nature of the new government. There is no consensus and there is no support for a religious state. I don't think this will happen. He himself mentioned that he will preside over a civil state, thus heeding the many calls coming from all corners of the country that we need a civil state ruled by the law, under the rule of law, a working constitution with separation of authorities and independent judiciary and so on. This is what we need. And I believe there will be no support for anything less than that. Having said that, I want to underline the fact that what is going on in Egypt now, of tremendous importance for the whole region. If democracy succeeds in Egypt and the smooth transition to the new state, the Second Republic, takes place in Egypt, this will augur well for the process of change taking place in not only the Arab region, but the Middle East.
And just finally, Amr Moussa, what's your feeling at the moment? What do you think the feeling in the country is after this election of Mohamed Morsi from the Muslim Brotherhood? Is it one of optimism and confidence, or are people nervous?
You know, there is a sense of relief on the one hand and of concern on the other. That is why the next 3 months will be of real essence. I mean, the first 100 days. It could be extended to 6 months or so to see what kind of approach, what kind of coalition, what kind of personalities, what kind of debates in the Constituent Assembly. So there is the concern, no question, many people feel concerned, but also there is no question that many people feel relieved that the elections, presidential elections, took place and that they have produced a president with a 51% majority. The days of the 99.9% are over. And this is a message to all people in this region that we have already embarked on a new era with a president that has passed or obtained the victory by just several hundred thousand votes that could change at any time if the people disagree with the new officers in charge.
Amr Moussa, thank you very much for joining us again on Breakfast. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's Amr Moussa, the former Egyptian presidential candidate and former foreign minister for Egypt for 10 years. He was also Secretary General of the Arab League for a decade before standing down last year. And for the full version of that interview, head to our website and you can listen or download it there.